encourages me to be more confident with myself, and it just makes me realize all the things that women have done.
Mara Skeevy is a high school junior at Niagara Wheatfield. She started in the Girl Scouts at the age of 5 as a Daisy. Skeevy says she's remained a Girl Scout because of all the skills and opportunities she's gained.
And Girl Scouts is like actually one of the things that keeps me going through school. Like when I'm having a bad day in school, I'll just be like, oh, I have Girl Scouts tonight, or I'm going to do a thing with Girl Scouts.
Kyla Miller agrees with Skeevy. She's a junior at Williamsville North High School and also started as a young girl as a scout.
It's just been a changing experience being able to grow up as a Girl Scout.
Both Miller and Skeevy conduct many hours of volunteering within our community.
Where have you volunteered?
The Weinberg campus for the elderly. Mm-hmm. I've helped out there.
Well, I've gone to soup kitchens, Friends of the Night people. I've done the sleep out for the homeless. And I helped out at the hospice 5K Dash. I served water.
Where we live, where we play, where we meet every day, growing stronger than we ever dared.
For more than 102 years, this organization has been providing volunteerism and leadership skills. In 2012, it celebrated 100 years with the theme Ignite.
Ignite the world.
First of all, I think when you talk about education, it's always the piece of believing that you can do it, right? So it's the piece of self-esteem, and that's what we do. We create that environment for girls.
Cindy Odom is CEO of the Girl Scouts of Western New York. The organization is well beyond what some citizens might believe is just about selling Girl Scout cookies each season.
They think about us and they say we're cookies, crafts, and camp. And we are cookies, crafts, and camp, but those are just delivery systems. What we're about is building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And we use cookies, crafts, and camp, again, as I said, just as a vehicle to do so. So we're very relevant.
And so relevant with today's issues, it has a program addressing bullying called Be a Friend First.
Which really addresses bullying, number one, so people can identify it. Because a lot of times kids don't understand that either they're either supporting somebody who may be a bully in a way or being bullied. And so one is the identification. And then the other part that the program teaches is what to do. You know, how do I deal with this? What do I say if I'm being bullied, if I see someone being bullied? Part of that programming is being relevant and moving our programming and our delivery system around issues that are facing girls today.
The organization relies on successful women leaders in various fields and industries to help demonstrate leadership in their careers. This Thursday, the Girl Scouts holds its Women of Distinctions Awards. 7 Western New York women will be honored, and Girl Scouts are encouraged to be part of the event.
With Women of Distinction, I said what makes it different from any other event is that girls actually are interviewed and selected to be presenters, MCs for the Women of Distinction. They are also then, as presenters, are paired with the women who are being honored to be mentored with them. So they meet with them, they interview them, and then that night, I say that the girls own the night. From our youngest daisies until our seniors and ambassadors, our girls take that night.
Women of Distinction is the single largest fundraiser for the organization. Funding helps with trips and programs and sometimes pays for troop uniforms and dues.
Biggest challenge for you in the leadership role you have here?
I would say the economy. I don't think we're shy with talent as it relates to staff or as it relates to our volunteers who, again, make this make Girl Scouts really happen, or our girls. I think it is really the economy that, you know, as far as funding, that we struggle like every other nonprofit.
How do you continue to recruit young women to be Girl Scouts, and starts at probably a young age?
It really, it starts with our leaders, I would say that, our volunteer leaders who work with girls. You know, they are heroes. It also starts with the girls. I mean, they are our best advertisers, marketers. They are they talk to their friends.
The opportunities you get from Girl Scouts, you really can't get anywhere else. I met so many genuine people, amazing people from Girl Scouts that I would never have met if I never did this. And just go for it.
What would you say to someone that's not a Girl Scout? How would you recruit?
I definitely think that it's a great idea to join Girl Scouts because you get the connection with your troop. You get to help out around your community, which is really nice. You get to see like how other people live, and it's just like nothing else.
Both Miller and Skeevy's Girl Scout vests are filled with badges of achievements. They're now working on their highest level, the Gold Award. They must identify a new issue, conduct research, and execute a plan.
I'm hoping to help at an SPCA shelter and set up an obstacle course for the animals.
But I want to do something for the hospital and just, like, give them books and maybe start a program there.
From daisies to brownies to Girl Scout ambassadors and lifetime members, Girl Scouts are proud of their traditions and future endeavors. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
We are the Girl Scouts. We are